What was that thing you were talking about that we didn't know? You ask us, do we know what it is?
Muck something?
Oh, a muckbang. Muckbang.
What's muckbang?
A muckbang? A muckbang is
it
a...
Can I tell you what it sounds like?
Okay, you guys tell me what you think it is, and then I'll tell you what it is. Yeah.
It sounds like some kind of Asian pornography.
Bro, I was thinking the same thing.
Understandable.
That's where my head goes. I don't know what that says about me.
What's Alex think?
I think of a sea cucumber.
I don't even know what a sea cucumber is.
I don't know why.
But hey, it's understandable. What about Shane?
It's not understandable. That's weird.
I was going the same direction that Corey was going.
Really? You guys couldn't be any more wrong. So, what a mukbang is you guys are all familiar with like ASMR videos and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Like where people watch people play with Play-Doh and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, hate it.
So, what a mukbang is essentially what we're doing. So, somebody's got a microphone close to their mouth while they eat. And they eat different things.
I know people are
so people that. Listen. No. So people listen to the people eating, and a lot of times it's just like,
oh, that's so gross.
And it's different things. So like the ones that my wife watches are usually Oriental to Asian people, and because they eat a lot of different stuff in their diets.
A lot of noodles.
Not even. They eat like tarantulas and like these like.
Are they alive? I saw someone eat alive.
Oh yeah, they're alive.
Okay, so that's not even about like, the sound. Then
is
that's
it a
about
shock factor?
No, because like the it's just more or less the sound and like or like them dipping like something in sauce or like candied strawberries, like the normal stuff too, like candied strawberries or whatever, like the crunch that it makes, like, and they just make a real emphasis and they just sit there and record themselves eating and millions of people watch.
I don't like that.
Do you like it?
It drives me insane. Not because it's gross or anything. I just think it's weird that like someone's got a microphone by their mouth.
I just can't do that. I can't do like the isolated sounds like that. Like there's videos that pop up on. Because I watch a lot of, like, retro video game stuff on, like, YouTube, right? So, people come up, like, restoring game consoles, and it's literally just the sound of them cleaning. Like, it's close.
I don't mind a brush
scrubbing and something scraping. I can't that do it, man.
That stuff
doesn't
it bother a little bit too different much. Than somebody smacking their lips.
But that's only because
it all makes me...
That's only because my eyes are set on what they're doing opposed to the sound. But I'll tell you what does bother me is when you see those like TikTok videos of somebody cooking and like they have so many cuts. Like the cut is like every time the knife hits the cutting board or every time they open up a can or something like that or a jar. Yeah. That drives me insane because I can't even concentrate on what they're doing because the noise is just like unreal.
And I don't like the videos where the cooking videos and like they show you cutting up the whole carrot and just tell me what goes in it and I don't need to see the whole thing. Like
You're that good?
I'm that good.
Corey's that good?
No, I'm not.
I'm pretty
good. I have a few solid meals.
Okay.
What's your go-to meal?
My rotation.
You would make for some meal. Like if you had a dinner party.
A dinner
party? Well, that's maybe not right. But you had to prepare a meal for a night.
Something simple. Pasta. Some kind of pasta.
That's always a solid.
It's always the easiest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you go like tacos. I can make nice, some nice tacos.
Tacos that aren't like your basic.
Like American tacos?
Yeah. I mean, what do you, I mean, I'm not.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not like, making fresh tortillas.
You can.
No.
I know you can, but I'm not.
I don't expect fresh tortillas.
Like chicken tacos, not like ground beef.
I'm talking, are you using like the
season my meat.
So you're not using taco seasoning?
I do, and I put other stuff in it.
See, immediately that's
so
it can't be your go-to then.
So if you use taco seasoning, that you're not making real tacos is what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I respect your opinion.
Yeah, because taco seasoning is what every American in him
never once
buys
said
taco
that shit
seasoning
to me.
So you don't use taco seasoning?
No. Well, I mean,
but
I
like the way that tastes.
I do use taco seasoning. I'm not making the claim that tacos are my go-to. So to me, I wouldn't offer tacos as a go-to unless they were like authentic, some sort of authentic taco.
Okay,
as far
we're not
as
offering
being original anything is what I'm saying. Like making your own seasoning and putting them in tacos, opposed to buying a taco kit and using the taco seasoning that comes in it, like the packet.
I understand. I completely understand what you're saying.
As long as we're on
but
the
I'm
same
saying
page.
I like the taste of that. Like
yeah.
The
okay
same way I like Kraft mac and cheese. Like,
okay.
Like,
okay.
You know what I mean? I know it's
understand.
I know it's not good, but like
but
I
it's
like
a go-to.
It tastes.
So you had people over, you'd make it that. That'd
I don't
be,
think
that'd be
I would make tacos.
Okay.
If I had people over, I'm going pasta. All
right,
pasta, breadstick, salad.
Okay, that's
you're,
good.
You're on a competition show. All right, that's probably a better.
And they ask you to make the signature dish.
Make your winning dish.
Oof!
Stuffed chicken parmesan.
Okay. See. No. Okay.
Okay.
Shepherd's pie.
Okay.
Really?
That
was not expecting. That's a bold move. Was not expecting that.
A lot could go wrong.
Yeah, a lot could go wrong.
Yeah, but you got to take chances, man.
Yeah,
that's true. I'm going burger and fries, but I know enough about burger and fries that I can make like
regular burger, smash burger, double cheeseburger.
On a cooking show, there ain't no smash burgers happening. You're talking gourmet burger on a cooking show, but smash burgers would be my smash burger would be my go-to if somebody came to my house.
I feel personally disrespected.
Why is that?
Because I love smash burgers.
Oh, I love smash burgers. That's my favorite kind of burger.
But if Gordon Ramsay's that's what I'm saying. It,
so just American.
Well, like a gourmet burger. So Wagyu burger. It'd probably be like a slider with some like Wagyu beef. Like if I had uncontrollable like
condiments
and like, no, I'm like saying, I'm any asking type it. Of meat and stuff. Oh,
condiments? Dude. Question mark.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
What kind?
For me personally, yeah. I'm doing mayo, maybe like a spicy mustard.
Mayo and mustard is interesting.
That is an interesting combo.
Not mixed together.
How does that work?
Mayo goes on the bottom, mustard goes on the top, or vice versa.
Oh.
So then you have layers of flavor.
Do you do that when you make a hamburger at home?
Yeah.
Really?
I do. I just did it last night.
I just don't think I would go mayo.
Listen, it's layer. It's the layers of flavor though. It's like you guys are thinking mayo and mustard mixed in a bowl. Like,
No, I'm not.
Saying, no, I'm like saying because they. That's what I'm saying because they mix together when you put the bun on. But if you put the.
I knew that.
So what I do is if I'm really trying to make a good burger, I won't even put the sauce on the bread. Like I'll put the sauce on like the lettuce or like something like that, so it doesn't get soggy on the bread. Because I hate like a soggy bun. Because I usually toast them.
Yeah, you gotta toast them.
Always toast them, right? Toast them. So when you do that, toast. So it,
really,
you're a soggy bun guy.
I don't mind it.
Dang.
Really?
How do you feel about au jus?
I like.
Oh,
it.
This guy's
pro.
Insane.
Pro au jus.
Really?
Yeah.
Bold.
The Arby's French dip.
Woo!
Really?
This man is insane.
That's like their worst item on the menu.
Lock him up.
I rock with it.
Wow. Unreal.
That's crazy.
That, I don't know, man. That's
just okay. So real quick, wrap up. Sesame seed bun, regular bun, Kaiser roll.
Kaiser roll is a big one. That's a good one. Sesame seed and Kaiser roll for sure.
Okay, and just regular old potato skins or.
I like to make fries. Like I actually like to cut the potatoes and make the fries.
Okay.
Like legit.
Okay. Just and then your own secret seasoning.
Nothing's too crazy. Old just bag. Classic like. What, for the fries?
Yeah.
Oh, just like classic, like salt and pepper, and then maybe even like a little bit of like garlic powder or something like that. But
yeah, nothing Cajun.
No. Okay. So super simple, super simple.
Right. Welcome to the Extra Medium Cooking Show.
I'm making jambalaya.
I like a good jambalaya.
Jambalaya? No way.
Etouffee.
I don't think he knows how to make jambalaya.
I absolutely know how to make jambalaya.
I think we need to have this cook-off.
Yeah, what the heck?
I'll do it.
No, we should do, seriously. Even though we're doing a podcast about this. We should plan it when the weather gets nice. We'll do it at Corey's house because his house is nice. And we can all make our signature dish for enough for everybody. And we'll all bring it over and we'll just like try a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
See, who are we voting?
We could do a vote. Don't matter. It could be an anonymous vote.
That'll be first outdoor movie night.
There you go. Okay. There you go.
Bam.
Done deal.
Oh, I got a projector too. Shaman, what's your dish?
Stuffed chicken parmesan.
Stuffed chicken parmesan.
What's it stuffed with?
Like different types of cheeses.
The chicken is stuffed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Talking cutlet? You're talking chicken breast?
Chicken cutlet.
I like size.
It was really hard not to make a Tylenol joke. That was the first thing that came to my mind.
All right, well, inside jokes.
There you go, yeah.
Welcome to the Extra Medium Show.
And we are back with another one. Another episode of the Extra Medium Show, the show where we talk about movies. I'm Corey.
I'm Alex.
Shaman.
And back for what? The fifth time?
Second time?
We stopped.
Third time, maybe.
I think third
time. Feels like more than that.
Yeah, maybe.
He's always in our hearts. Jay.
Jedi Jay.
Yeah, that's what the viewers know me by.
Usually as Star Wars Jay.
But we brought him in for a special assignment.
Yeah, because something happened. Major life event. Alex got a dog.
I did. And my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alex and his wife.
That's included. Yeah.
Her name is Sadie.
We assume that your wife would get the dog.
Yeah.
If you got a dog. It's
right.
It's your wife.
It's true.
Yeah.
So how's it going?
It's going great, man. She's a cuddler.
Yeah. Are you a cuddler?
Gets a little cold at night, man. Don't love cuddling in the bed. Like,
are you talking with the dog or with people at this point?
with the dog.
Okay.
I don't care for that.
You don't like the dog in your bed?
Well, at the feet is fine, but like up by like on the pillows and stuff, I don't rock with too much, you know. But it is what it is.
Yeah, my dog just lays at the feet every time. So.
Yeah. So we'll see. But she's great. Love her already. She's cool.
That's all awesome, right. Man.
Thanks. So
we are talking movie pets, movie animals.
I say movie animals.
Yeah. Movie animals in general.
Yeah.
What do you think of? Movie pet.
Movie pet. Air Toto. Bud.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that, to be honest.
Air Bud, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. How many sports did he play?
Quite a bit. Every sport.
It got out of control.
Soccer, basketball.
Wrestling.
Was there a wrestling?
Bro, there was a wrestling one.
Bro, I'd wrestle the shit out of a dog.
Man, I think if there was any sport a dog could compete at, it would be wrestling.
That's true.
Realistically.
Yeah.
Or like soccer.
Yeah, soccer, basketball. I mean, those are good ones for sure.
Basketball, I don't know.
I feel like it'd get hurt.
I think a dog would be a good strong safety.
Just
disrupt plays.
Honestly, I mean, you think how fast a dog can run, especially like those retrievers in Air Bud. I mean, if you got a running back running down the line, I mean, if anyone's going to catch him, it's going to be a dog.
Yeah, a dog would get killed.
Run his legs over and just have him fall.
You guys are crazy. Dog would get killed.
I mean, yeah, probably, but we're talking Air Bud movies.
Jay, what do you think? Best?
I got a curveball.
Your favorite, I guess.
I've been thinking about this. Okay, I'm not going to say my favorite, because I don't really have a favorite, but the first one that I thought of that I've been thinking about all day today. That's a curveball. Stuart Little.
Ooh!
Because he's a brother, technically, but in reality, he's a pet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They adopted him
as an animal. Right?
No,
he's technically a pet, and he's an animal, so.
The movie's ridiculous.
Well, of course.
Bro, how would you feel if you were one of the kids?
Yeah, they took the mouse.
That's what I'm saying.
I'd have been like, this motherfucker.
You could get a kid and a mouse.
Exactly. Right. It would have cost you like.
The mouse had a car.
The mouse could take care of the kid.
It's crazy. Bro, I'd have been slashing their tires before they left. Bro, I'd have been so pissed off. I'm like, these motherfuckers ain't going home without me.
That would make him take you.
And if I had to pick a favorite, I'd say Hooch from Turner and Hooch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a good one. Classic for sure.
See, Turner and Hooch. What kind of dog is that?
I think it's like a bull mastiff or something.
Man.
If that's even like a thing.
That's a drooly dog.
Some sort. Yeah.
I don't care
drooly.
For drooly dogs.
Super drooly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's a police officer, so.
Dog is?
Dog's a police officer.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Lassie is up there.
Yeah.
I've never seen Lassie.
Really?
Is that a sad movie?
It's a TV show.
Oh, no.
Right?
What's the sad one?
Old Yeller?
Old Yeller. Old Feller. Yeah, Old Yeller.
Is Lassie a TV show or a movie?
I think Lassie's a TV show.
TV show, yeah, because they would always end the show or something like that.
Yeah, it's a TV show.
The dog. There might have been
a movie.
There
was a movie, too, '94.
See, mine would be Toto.
Okay.
Oh, from Wizard of Oz?
That's the first one that popped in my mind. But if we're doing like favorite, Balto.
Balto.
What's that?
I don't know what that is.
It's like an Alaskan one.
Yeah. You don't know like who Balto is?
A dog sled dog.
How many times I gotta say I don't know who Balto is?
Bro, he's based off a real dog, though.
Yeah, what movie?
It was from Balto.
I've never heard of it.
Bro, I am vividly upset, bro.
So the movie's called Balto.
Yeah. It's about this, like, wolf-husky mix in an Alaskan town back in, like, 18-whatever, right? It was when there was a disease going around and penicillin was very needed, and town kids ended up getting it, like, really bad. But the only way to get to there was train. But the train broke down in the middle of the snowstorm.
Okay.
So they had to do a mushing team to go get the.
That sounds familiar. I've probably seen that.
Medicine. But the dogs they picked couldn't make it. So this dog went out on his own.
No, maybe not.
Got the medicine, like the whole team, let him back because he's part wolf, so he could navigate a little bit better. And he brung the medicine back by himself. So, yeah.
Sounds familiar.
From somebody, or he
no, well,
found the medicine, picked it up, and carried
it
back.
The team that was supposed to get it got lost. So he went out by himself, found them in the middle of the fucking, you know, Arctic tundra or whatever.
Is this movie a cartoon?
Yes. But it's based off real.
Oh, it's a cartoon.
There's even a statue of this
that
dog.
That is crazy. It's so funny what Shaman is passionate about.
Bro!
He's, I would agree like, to the that. Most random shit. Balto?
There's Balto 1 and Balto 2, bro.
God.
There's like, a second one?
Bro, there's a second one.
What's the second one about?
You gotta put in that situation
Balto's second revenge.
The second one's not a true story?
No.
See, that makes me think the first one.
Bro, there's a statue of this dog.
In Alaska?
In some town. I don't know what it is, but...
Oh.
You haven't went there on vacation?
No. Well, I'm about to.
It's in Alaska?
I think it's either Alaska or some part of Canada that's remote.
So you know what movie pet that has like multiple movies, I'm pretty sure, that I just couldn't stand as a kid? I'd turn it off immediately. Beethoven.
You don't like Beethoven?
Hate Beethoven.
Why? See, I agree with him.
I just
wasn't a fan.
As soon as it came on when I was a kid, I turned it off as fast as I could.
Man.
Beethoven. I don't know. It probably was a good movie, but
I just
it's a good family movie about a dog. Like,
yeah, you know,
Saint Bernard.
Yeah,
what's cuter?
A lot of things. That's a big drooly dog.
Yeah, but I understand the Beethoven hate. It's Shaman going to bat for Balto.
And hates on Beethoven.
Beethoven. I just don't get it.
Here's one that has like no screen time. The dog from John Wick.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
dog from what?
John Wick.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, we're talking about no screen time.
So dogs are commonly used in movies, as we have already noticed. So what about Sam from I Am Legend?
Yeah, that one sucks.
Yeah,
that sucks.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
Damn.
He had to kill her because she got bit by the infected and she wasn't immune.
She was immune to the airborne stuff and not the viral stuff. So, yeah.
Okay.
That would suck. Because that's the last, like...
That's a real sad scene. Golly.
Have you guys ever watched the... Not to change the subject, but it's about, kind of about that part. Have you guys ever watched the alternate ending to I Am Legend?
I haven't.
No.
You're missing out.
Yeah, I have.
Is it like a real thing?
The alternate ending, he survives.
Yeah.
Will Smith.
Yeah, doesn't he crawl in with them?
So in the alternate ending, he, at the end of the movie, they're in that little like office thing, and those two people that were alive still, he puts them in that cubbyhole to escape out the other end or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, in the alternate ending, when that zombie, I don't even think it's a zombie, it's more or less just the people that are mutated. So the mutated people, he's in there trying to get that woman that he was doing tests on.
Mm-hmm.
Will Smith actually unlocks the door. And the, mutated person or whatever comes in and basically just, like, looks at him and, like, screams at him. And Will Smith just stands there and he takes the restraints off of the woman. And the zombie pretty much just takes the woman and leaves. Uh-huh. So to him as a being, like, a scientist or doctor or whatever, the person showed, like, restraint. Like, he didn't, like, attack. He just, like, let him go and just took the person and left. And then Will Smith just goes into that cubby space, and it's like the person or whatever just lets him leave, and that's it. That's how the movie ends.
I don't know if I like that.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a happier ending.
Well, obviously. I mean, I like that ending. I think I would like that ending a little bit better, not because of Will Smith surviving or anything.
Yeah,
but just because it proves what he was trying to prove the whole movie, which was that they're human beings. They're just mutated,
true.
And then they've changed.
That's
very
true.
I think if they were
there is a way to reverse
exactly
it. Yeah.
Exactly. That's what he was trying to prove, and he was proving that. So I think. That ending would have been better, in my opinion. But yeah. I mean,
also,
I'm cool.
Use it a little bit
did.
More open too. Like,
they could have made other movies. They could have done anything.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, that's true.
Now
too.
Now they can't because he's dead, and that's it.
Right.
I mean, they could, but it wouldn't be the same.
No.
What about Free Willy?
Switch gears. Oh, Free Willy. See, I was going to change.
Not
animals
a pet,
too.
But it's an animal. It's a movie animal.
I never cared for the Free Willy movie.
I wasn't a big fan. They're just classics.
I had a friend that.
You know who Free Willy is. Like, sure. I didn't really watch it, but
it was pretty iconic.
I know the premise.
Did you like SeaWorld?
As never a kid?
I would like to see the world.
No. See, I don't know. Are you talking about SeaWorld?
No, SeaWorld was cool. Yes, SeaWorld was cool.
When I was a little kid and I didn't watch Blackfish, I thought SeaWorld was cool.
I wasn't used to. I don't think it would be as impressive now as an adult as I thought it was when I was a kid.
Have you ever seen the documentary Blackfish?
Is it about SeaWorld?
Yeah.
Oh, it is about SeaWorld.
Yeah.
Oh.
It'll make you hate SeaWorld.
Why did they abuse animals or something?
Oh fuck
yeah. Yeah, Then it killed somebody, and then they moved it to a different place, and then it's like this whole.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah,
it's bad. It's real bad. But I swam with dolphins before I watched that, so I feel.
Okay. At SeaWorld?
No, in Mexico. Oh. But it's. I'm sure it was similar and probably worse. But
sure.
I feel okay.
Are any zoos actually good?
Zoos are tough.
I have a hard time with zoos.
I think in some cases,
animal rescues are the best.
I think zoos are okay. I think it depends on the animal.
Yeah. I enjoy going to a zoo.
I love a zoo.
I do too.
I think it depends on the animal.
It makes me kind of sad at the same time, but then I understand that they're doing a purpose for preservation and all that, and sure. I get that, and it's like I think it all
because when I go to the zoo, that's the first thing I think of is like, dang, like these African tigers or whatever. Yeah. Like, couldn't be further away from where they should be.
Can't be put in the wild now.
Yeah, because, right. Yeah.
Sure. So at the same time, I get it. But then there's also animals like
penguins. Yeah, but they only exist here because of that.
Like, I understand that.
So imagine, so what I think of, like, penguins. Like,
yeah.
Like, we have to make an alternative cold atmosphere for penguins.
Right, we have penguins at the Akron Zoo.
You see what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. Yeah, like, that's insane.
It gets pretty cold.
I don't really care about, like,
most of the year.
In the summertime.
Too.
Not to be, like, you know, passive about it, but I don't really care about, like, the fishing too much. Because, I mean. I just feel like it's different. I mean, I hate when people say that, but
fish.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like, yeah, they're just different. You know what I mean? I don't know.
It is.
There's millions. Of
well, even that, like you put them in water, they're happy. Like, you know what I mean? They don't care. You know
they don't really have faces.
I think that's what it is. You can't see like the emotion. I guess if animals have emotion, I mean they definitely have some sort of recollection of emotion. But
yeah, but like animals like mammals and land dwelling creatures have faces that we recognize and personify.
That's true.
God damn.
I feel real bad for the gorillas, though.
Yeah. Oh, they're so smart.
Yeah, because they're so smart, and like they know that they're trapped in like a cage. Like, you know.
And we're just like stopping them from evolving, you know? Like, it's kind of fucked.
What do you mean by that?
It's going to happen at some point.
Like, if we let gorillas out among society, like slowly, as babies, like we let baby gorillas out into society and just treated them like humans, I bet...
I mean,
eventually they made a whole bunch of movies about that kind of shit.
I mean, it's possible, I guess. I mean, I wouldn't say if you made like I wouldn't say
not
that
one
a,
generation,
not it in normal ha- society, but you yeah, create yeah, yeah. a normal society oh, for yeah. them.
I mean, you could do that with anything, yeah. though.
No, you couldn't. Just dogs about. Would not be doing the same thing gorillas would be doing.
Well, no,
I feel like
well,
that's
no.
because
they're different species.
Dogs are more domesticated.
Gorillas
too.
Would build infrastructure.
Like, which one's smarter, a gorilla or an orangutan?
Orangutans can do sign language.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. Probably pretty close.
Yeah,
I would say orangutans, only because they can do
aren't
sign language.
Chimps pretty smart too.
But what? If you raise one,
I think all monkeys are.
If you raise
smart.
One from birth, like a human,
yeah.
I don't know, man. And then did that with other ones and then introduced them and let them
how do
breathe
you guys feel
and
about,
did it over and over.
How do you feel about those people who have, like, weird animal pets? So, like, there I see a few people on
TikTok.
Like,
exotic animals?
Yeah, but, like, on another level. Like, there's a dude on TikTok that I follow, and he's got, I don't know, he just, like, he's a caregiver for them, but they live, like, on his property. And he's got, like, two or three, like, gigantic wolves, like, legitimate wolves. And he, like, pets them, treats them like dogs pretty much, like, goes out there and hangs out with them. But their mannerisms are, like, so wild. Like, yeah. you know what I mean? Obviously, they're wild animals, you know what I mean? But
I don't think, like, people like that should have those kind of animals only because, like, if they don't take care of them, then they just leave them or they give them away or whatever. Like, recently, who was it? Logan Paul, I think, had, like, some animal.
It was a mini pig.
Okay, right.
But he thought it was a mini pig, but it grew up to be a big
exactly.
pig.
Exactly. And then he gave it to a what he thought was a rescue, and it wasn't like an up and up rescue. And then it eventually ended up dying because it was malnourished. And now I'm not putting it on Logan Paul. It wasn't on him, but for his lack of knowledge of the subject.
You don't want Logan Paul to come get you, bro?
Yeah. No.
Drink prawn. He listened. No, he hit me up one time.
Drink prawn.
Well, no, like, for his lack of knowledge of doing the research and see if this place was on the up and up, that's what he felt fell a little short. But, like, most times, they don't even go to that step. They just, like, you know, give it away. And I think that's wrong because that animal deserves, a home. At some point,
that's true. What about Ratatouille?
I like Ratatouille.
Just switching, that's switching gears on us.
We're talking about animals.
Which one's the pet?
Yeah, that's true. I was about to say, is the rat the by pet the, or the default, human the pet?
I mean, by default. But when it comes to being in the kitchen,
right?
The rat's
in control.
The rat's the captain now. You know, so when it comes to that, but the rat's definitely the pet by default.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
What about Wilbur from Charlotte's Web?
Well, you can get all the characters in Charlotte.
Yeah, true.
What's the spider's name? Does she have a name?
Charlotte.
Cool. Charlotte. I was like, are you making a joke right now?
You're making me overthink it. I was like, Charlotte Rose?
Second guess himself.
No. It's because I was thinking of Babe right before you said
that. I was going to bring up Babe. That was what I was going to bring up.
Yeah. So then I was like, is there a spider in Babe, or did I just mix them together?
What about Hedwig?
Oh, from Harry Potter?
Yeah. Alex is like, who's Hedwig?
I know who Hedwig. It's the owl, Harry's owl.
Yeah.
I like the other thing that Hagrid had. What was that?
The dragon?
Was it just a dragon?
It was like a little bit. No, he had a spider.
Yeah, a spider, a dog, a dragon.
He had a lot of stuff. Yeah.
I was about to say he had a lot of animals.
He was an animal lover.
What would your animal be if you went to Hogwarts?
Out of the loud ones?
What were the choices again?
Owl, cat, rat, frog, toad.
Toad.
Like a bird, like a different bird,
cat.
I would do either a cat or what Dumbledore had, like that phoenix, like bird, like that. Probably do one of those too. Either one.
I mean,
I feel like the birds like in mystical. The Harry Potter. I feel like if we're in the Harry Potter universe, you have to do like a bird of some sort because they're like you never have to lose them. They'll always come back to you and stuff like that. You know,
that's true.
I guess that's true about cats.
Probably just be an owl.
But there is an outbreak of bird flu.
Not in the Hogwarts universe.
They can just cure it, bro.
Yeah.
Don't they do that?
See, I've always wondered
save the world real quick.
COVID cancer, bam. It's gone.
Oh, really?
World War II happened. No, it didn't. what the fuck? Yeah. Okay. They're in England.
Why was it such a big deal that Marty McFly didn't change the past? Because it messed up the future.
But they're not time different. Traveling.
Okay, yeah. I don't understand. I don't understand the World War II thing, but I'm saying like the cancer thing.
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah, that doesn't really. Yeah,
they could have stopped World War II. Like,
all you're saying when it was
when it was going on. Yeah,
I mean,
you think there were Nazis at Hogwarts?
Absolutely.
I mean, there was
had to be.
I don't know about at Hogwarts, but at another wizarding school, probably
had to be.
I mean, the Nazis themselves were, interested in the occult and shit. So who knows? Nazi there were probably wizards in there. Hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
You
seen Marmaduke?
Nah.
I have seen that.
It's just worth mentioning, It's not.
What about Doug? You know who Doug is?
The cartoon?
Doug Funny.
Well, he's in a cartoon.
Pork Chop.
It's the dog from Up.
Yeah.
Oh. I was thinking
he's great.
I was thinking Doug the cartoon, like the kid
you
cartoon.
You want to know an interesting fact about that movie?
I'd love to.
Okay, so you might have already heard it.
he probably hasn't.
Okay, so you know why all the things Doug could have said. Was able to find that bird and none of the other dogs was?
What was that?
I have heard it.
Because Doug was a hunting dog and all the other dogs were guard dogs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a questionable pet.
Okay.
So what about in the Beauty and the Beast, the teacups and stuff? Are those pets?
Nah.
They talk.
Is the beast a pet?
Nah.
That dog was.
The dog was the footstool.
Yeah. That was a pet, but I feel like that was the only pet.
Yeah, magical things aren't
pets. Okay, I guess that doesn't count. I guess you got me there.
But the dog, yeah. The beast could count, I guess. Hmm.
There's really like a ton of pets. Like in movies. Like obviously mainly they're dogs. There's not a whole lot of cats that are in movies.
Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots.
Yeah, if we're going to go animated.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot more cats and stuff. If you go.
What about Cats versus Dogs?
Like, is that the one where they're like special agents?
Yeah.
That's a good movie. That's a great movie. The original one.
Yeah.
The original one just got weird.
Is that Jeff Goldblum in it?
Yeah. Yeah. He's the dad. And he's like super funny in that
movie. I love that movie.
That's a great movie. That's a classic. When did that come out? 2003?
Something like
that. Yeah, early 2000s. I know that.
Because that's like a classic, like early 2000s movie for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good pets. Those are cool pets in those. The antagonist in that
movie. 2001.
Ooh. The antagonist in that movie was hilarious. The white cat that was like waiting for his owner to die. Yeah. Hilarious.
What about. So, like, the Jungle Book people aren't. They don't count. The Jungle Book animals.
Man, they're animals. I mean, yeah. But they're not like pets.
Okay. Is Ted an animal?
He's a stuffed animal.
Nah, you said magical stuff doesn't count.
Okay.
That is magic. That is. Oh, no, that's a wish. It is a wish. It's not magical.
Which is magic.
I guess.
So Paddington doesn't count either.
Nah.
Jaws isn't a pet.
Have you guys ever seen The Aristocats?
Yeah, I like that movie.
Yeah, those cats. Wow, that was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
What about the Velociraptor
from
Jurassic Park?
I mean, that was kind of his pet.
Are they pets? Are all the dinosaurs pets?
First of all, hold up.
First of all, Alex says from
from
Harry Potter.
They were in King Kong.
Thank you for that.
Were they?
They were.
Yeah.
So that was the first movie you thought of when he says Velociraptor.
Thanks. Jeez. Finally some common sense in this place.
Well, Velociraptors are in like all five of those movies.
In what movies?
And you could have said Jurassic Park.
Exactly.
You could have said Jurassic Park.
The new.
You could have just said Jurassic Park.
I was just talking in general. Captive dinosaurs.
The new one, I would say yes.
The new ones with like Blue, the Velociraptor, yeah.
Because they're trained. They're almost domesticated.
I would argue that Blue is domesticated because
he took command, right?
Yeah, I would argue that he was the only one that was domesticated.
But he wasn't in complete control. Like, he was just like,
not everybody's
you're all right, you know?
Not everybody's in control of their pets.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not.
There is
not yet.
There's a slim chance that Sadie will kill you tonight. But it's not. But it's not zero.
It's never zero.
I mean, never thought of that.
There's a slim chance, but it's like when you're sleeping and she's
bring
by
that
your
up neck. To your wife and just see how
you when you're sleeping and she's by your neck, like you were talking about earlier. There is a slim chance that you're not gonna wake
one
up.
One slip up, bro. She just you're forgets right. who it's you
not
are.
Zero, she's not even strong. I don't know.
No, you'd wake up for sure. But you know what I'm saying. I love those videos when they're like, it's like your cat, like someone's cat, and it's like looking at him real like evil. It's like. The chances of them are killing you is, you know, there's never zero. And they're like, you know, it's slim. That's not zero.
I don't know about you, but I wake up, my dog be passed out, snoring louder than me. So. I can't believe he's...
101 Dalmatians.
From what? Velociraptor? From what's that from?
All the Dalmatians, I guess, yeah.
Bro, how bad do you think that house smelt? 100 dogs.
Never thought of it.
I mean, yeah.
Bro,
I mean,
that house must... I'd have been pissed to be the neighbor, because you know they smell that shit.
I don't know. I think... I mean, I don't know. I mean, 100 dogs, like, is obviously excessive, but I feel like in general, like, it doesn't really matter how many animals you have. It ultimately comes down to how clean you are as a person.
Yeah, exactly, but, I mean...
Yeah, but it'd be hard.
That'd be 100 dogs, it's unrealistic, for sure.
Retained smells.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know about Dalmatians. I don't know.
Yeah, I've only ever seen, like, 3 Dalmatians in my entire life in person.
Yeah.
Were they at firehouses?
They're mean.
They weren't, actually. They were just, like, random people just happened to have a Dalmatian.
They're one of, like, the meaner dogs.
Yeah, I heard that.
Mm-hmm. I heard they're hard to train, too.
I don't.
Isn't the reason why the firehouse had Dalmatians because they would, like, run in front of the truck and alert people that the fire truck was coming through?
I have no idea.
This was before that they had the sirens.
Dang.
What about What about
random stuff?
This is another curveball.
Okay.
What about Winnie the Pooh?
Nah, he's a free man.
You think? Christopher Robin
lives in the 100-acre woods.
I was about to say Christopher Robin had a
leash.
Cool.
Christopher Robin had a leash on him though.
Okay. He's a slave.
Hey, I didn't write the show.
I feel like it was all just like a dream. Like he was on streams or something as a kid.
That's hey.
All right.
That's possible.
Go down a list. Anybody got any other major ones we missed?
I'm sure we missed some major ones.
Oh, Snoopy.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, well, that's animated. We were trying, Snoopy, I mean, yeah, because yeah, I was going to go like Littlefoot and those guys.
That's a dinosaur movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Land Before Time.
Yeah, Land Before Time, yeah.
Dang.
Did you ever see?
You haven't seen The Land Before Time. The way you're looking at it,
you three seen stars. You ever seen the ending like of The Land Before Time?
The what?
Though I don't remember which movie it was, but one of them is the ending of The Land Before Time when it shows the meteor hitting the.
Oh no!
It shows it. Showed it.
All the dinosaurs start running. All the animals run. It's the most tragic thing I've ever
seen.
Damn. Yeah, dude.
That shit hit right in Mexico, right where we were at.
Yeah. Dude, what, I just watched a documentary about it.
What did?
The meteor.
The meteor they killed think the dinosaurs. Killed
it's the
dinosaurs.
Gulf of Mexico. It's
yeah.
In there.
Oh, like in the ocean?
Okay, yeah. So oh. I was going to bring this up. I'm so happy you did. Cenotes were created by the shrapnel from the meteor.
No shit.
So we could have been swimming in a hole from a meteor that killed the dinosaurs.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Never knew that.
Yeah.
That's really fucking cool.
So, like, the meteor hit, boom, and then that dirt, that stuff has to go somewhere.
Right.
Flies in the air, comes down, like bombs everywhere, and create these huge sinkholes.
Damn.
Imagine the radiation.
Oh. It would have been terrible. Terrible time to be on the Earth.
Are you saying on us right now? Oh. I have felt like I've been glowing.
Hey, man.
That's crazy. I'm going to use that fact everywhere.
I don't know that it's a fact. It's like
a theory?
A theory, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it's like proven. It's not.
Marley and Me.
Oh, I didn't watch that. I didn't watch that. Or
it's a sad movie.
I didn't watch that or A Dog's Purpose or whatever.
I don't know if I've seen that one. Marley and Me is a sad movie.
That. I've seen Marley and Me once.
No, I know the dog dies. I'm not watching it.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I watched that. That's what I'm saying. It's trash. No way.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know. Sad movie sell.
Yeah, I don't know you why. Know,
especially when it comes
not
to
not in this household.
No, I don't. Like, what? No. I could watch 100 million people get slaughtered on TV, not blink an eye. One dog gets kicked.
What about when you're watching, like, a battle movie and the horses go down or something?
Yeah, I don't feel great about that.
Okay, so this one's not a movie, but it's a video game about to be made into a movie. Dog Meat from Fallout 4.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a TV show.
But okay, yeah.
Yeah, Dog Meat's dope. I roll with him most of the time. Honestly.
Exactly. Like, he's one of the best companions.
Yeah. Except I don't want to get him hurt. And
a little side note.
I don't like that. I try to.
All right.
Anyway. Well,
speaking of video games.
Yeah, that's a good transition into what did you watch? Because we all watch the same thing.
Yep.
It's what America's watching.
Yeah.
It's what your mom's watching.
Hey!
Hey!
Hey-o.
The Last of Us.
Yep.
We're three episodes deep.
On HBO.
If you want to watch The Last of Us, I suggest you turn this off right now. It's been good talking to you. See you next week.
Stay safe.
Because we're going to talk about it. I love the fact, first of all, it stays very true to the game at the beginning. We'll talk about that. But that it takes three episodes and they completely explain the outbreak, how it started, where it came from.
I do appreciate
what it
that.
Consists of. Three episodes. They didn't throw too much information at you at one time.
Yeah.
And
it seemed natural. You know, sometimes movies and shows and stuff will do things where, like, it's a news report on the back TV and it just.
I mean, that's kind of how
it is, but he's
kind of exactly
how
they
made
it
more natural.
I mean, they gave teasers, and then he
eventually. When they were walking down the road, when they were walking down the road in episode 3, it just seemed like a natural conversation.
That yes, but you wouldn't understood it if you didn't have the first episode where it was the guy on TV explaining the sport and all that, and then in the second episode, I forget. They do something else.
Well, yeah,
they go to the India and
Indonesia.
And then you have to recognize that they all work at a mill. And they talk about the flour mill.
Yeah. So, well, they ease you into it, and then they blatantly tell you, like,
I want it to be known. I had a theory about it from the beginning, and it was correct.
Wow.
With the
I don't remember them explaining that in the game, but it's possible that they did because it's been a long time.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
I don't think that they ever did.
That's something they might have, like, made up for the show.
Yeah, which makes sense.
You have to.
Right.
Video games are not focusing on why shit happened.
Yeah. So, everyone's played the game besides Alex.
Okay, yeah, so let's rewind.
Rewind. How do you feel about the cast?
That's that sound.
Cast is almost on point. Like,
I love Pedro Pascal.
For the video game?
Yeah, I think it's on point.
I didn't think he was...
Did I say it wrong?
Pascal. I don't know the guy personally, but from what I've heard other people say...
What did they say?
Pascal. Pedro Pascal.
And I said Pascal. All right. Hey, I apologize.
Hey, we're cultured around here.
I'm sorry.
Tomato, tomato.
He listens to.
So I do like the cast. I was a little questionable on Ellie's character.
Yeah, same.
At first.
I didn't care for her in the first episode.
The first episode was catching me off guard because I was so used to what the original Ellie looked like.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the original Ellie looks a little bit more, from the game, of course, looks a little bit more innocent and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like the whole basis of her character is she looks innocent, but in reality she's not. She's actually... probably tougher than Joel, you know what I mean? So at first I was a little abrasive, I guess, towards her character. I was like, I don't know. But then she plays that role very well, so it kind of grew on me after a while.
Nobody's tougher than Joel, first of all. And so you know how old she is in real life? She's 19.
I was about to say, upper teens.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's a small 19-year-old.
Playing
for sure.
A 13-year-old?
I was just about to say that. She's kind of small for a 19-year-old.
So let's go back further than that.
Big egg,
let's go back further than that.
That too.
Did you know... So Alex never played the video game. Shaman, did you play the video game? Okay. Did you know that Sarah was not the main character?
Yeah, I knew because I'm on TikTok.
You're in the gaming community?
Yes.
Is that what you're about to say?
In a sense.
Okay.
So I knew the main character was Ellie. But, like, I was watching it with my wife, and she didn't know that.
Was she shocked at what happened?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
And, like, I don't want to say I know what the game is, but I have a good understanding of the plot line. Especially now after watching these episodes. I mean, I'm sure it will change what I think.
Because they dedicate a good 40 minutes.
Yeah, to the backstory.
I mean, it's Joel's story.
Yeah.
But you don't know that.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Is it Joel's story? I would say it's
Joel's story. No. Not the whole game is not Joel's story. But
the first episode.
That first scene is Joel's story. But you don't know it's Joel's story. Especially when you're playing the video game.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why that scene shocks you.
There's scenes in that show that are like frame for frame the same as the video game.
Yeah. Well, I think if you're going to make a TV show based off of a award-winning game like that, you don't have to do that. But at the same time, you do because that's the expectation that people are holding you to.
That's your target audience too. So
the closer you can make it to the game, the better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many episodes they're gonna make this show. I'm sure they probably released it at some point. I just don't know. But I mean, 3 episodes in, and they're like, you wouldn't even be halfway through the game yet. So
I feel like they could. One, I think they're gonna do a little bit more filler.
I bet it's 8. A lot of shows are 8 episodes.
I think the first season is gonna be 8, and if they do like a second season,
they are doing a second.
Yeah, 12.
8 would be disappointing. I think 10.
I think 10 is a good one. And I then think they,
10 would be solid. I'd be disappointed.
After the second episode launched, they got approved for a second season immediately.
Yeah, because
it was the highest grossing show on IMDb.
Well, there's a second video game. There's a whole other story.
Yeah, it's the second highest on HBO Max release or something like that.
Sure.
Yeah, and after the House of the Dragon.
And if I'm not mistaken, I want to say I recently seen an article from Naughty Dog that said that they're going to be doing a part 3 for The Last of Us 2, the game.
Yeah, and
so
it's
if
probably,
they do that, they'll be able to be another show.
It's
and so
probably
and so
they're probably going to time it up perfectly too because they're smart, and they're going to let The Last of Us Season 2 come out a year from now, and then after that, release the video game. And then, release another season.
I was just about to say, how much do you think, since the show started, that even The Last of Us sales have gone up?
For sure.
Like, oh, this is a good show. I wonder what the game is. Or people who love the game watches it and was like, I need to play that again, you know?
What do you guys think about the how they did the clickers?
I think it was good.
For not knowing what they were pretty scary.
I thought the clickers were, like, spot on.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't have changed anything.
How the,
I thought,
like,
they looked,
the fungus grew, how it, like, matched up with the walls if they didn't move. Perfect.
They're pretty scary.
Yeah, they matched it pretty good.
How's the first episode? First episode ends with them
getting past the clickers.
The first episode?
No, it doesn't.
No, or no, that's the second episode.
So isn't it like him beating the shit out of that guard?
I don't even know if we got to that point. Did they fight yet, or was like standing with his gun right there?
They hadn't fought yet. They had just got caught.
Yeah.
And then in the second episode, it starts with him
beating the shit out of him.
Yeah, beating that cop up. Or that guard.
Whatever,
deserved it.
Yeah.
Well.
You gotta be dirty. Be dirty. Don't try to play both sides of the fucking fence. Like, dude, come on.
Then she stabbed
him. Just kill them all.
Be honest, I'd just killed him.
And he did kill him.
He was having PTSD when he was pointing that gun at him.
Yeah. I mean, I'd have killed a few more. In my days, they fucking...
Oh, I mean, if it was like that, I mean, the time's way
different. What were you saying in your day?
What?
Did you say in my day?
He did.
When you were a young whippersnapper, you would have took him out.
No, if they would have killed my, you know, daughter like that.
It wasn't them.
It was their organization.
I don't even think that.
No, it was the military. It was just the regular U.S. like military that killed his daughter.
I thought it was the same. Like,
no, it was the U.S. military.
No,
that
I mean that's the de facto those U.S. developed. Military. Yeah.
I mean, this was 23 years later. That guy wasn't even alive probably when that happened.
That's like it's whoever's in charge now.
It took me a few seconds to realize most of these motherfuckers in this QZ weren't even born when this motherfucker happened.
Yeah, they were
all
born after.
Well, that's what.
Yeah. Or they were kids. Like,
get into that.
Joel is what. Probably pushing 50, late 50s.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So episode 2.
They go through Boston.
Correct.
That's cool. That's how.
And then, spoiler alert again. If you're still listening, turn it off. But did you expect Tess to go out?
Not that early. You kind of have a feeling that she was probably not going to make it. But that early, it was. A little disappointing.
I feel like they could have stretched that out maybe over 2 episodes, in my opinion.
They do the thing that makes me so mad in movies and TV.
I already know what he's going to say.
Like, supplies are a premium.
That's only because we play these kind of games.
In real life, it's not a video game, man. You need ammo. Like, you walk in and there's literally a dead army platoon
popping their shit on you.
Grenades.
Assault rifles.
Extra magazines.
I'd be swapping, like
anything. Take everything you can carry.
Yeah, like, hey.
Sort it out later.
Dump the if it's not your magazine, dump the magazine out. Take the ammo for another gun that might take that mag.
And I get it. Ammo. It's a TV show.
No, not even that. Not even that. Listen. I agree. There is definitely some prime time material that they left, okay? I agree with that. And I agree with your argument in most movies that they always leave the primetime stuff. They'll leave an RPG lay on the ground. Like, why would you do that? You know what I mean? But they're also trekking across the country on foot.
That's what I said, though. But
what makes me more mad...
Get out.
...is Joel didn't... he took an assault rifle. He did decide to grab a bigger gun, which makes sense. Which, naturally speaking, he doesn't show it, but he probably grabbed magazines, too.
No, he didn't, because...
He had to have. He walked away with an assault rifle.
But he puts the gun away in the third episode.
He doesn't need it in the third episode, because he goes to Bill's house and...
Because there's no ammo. He says that.
I understand. Yeah. But then he goes to Bill's place, and he's got all the ammo and everything you can need.
I mean, he didn't know that, though.
He did know that, because he knows Bill.
Bill wasn't going to give him everything.
He would have gave him whatever he needed.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's why he was going there.
That's the other thing, too.
The grenades, I get the grenades.
And that's the other thing, too, is...
I don't know if I want to carry
sitting there clicking that lighter, man. Just take, unpin a grenade and drop it.
Yeah, see, I was seeing the same fucking thing.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
Did that kiss make you uncomfortable?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't understand it. But I talked to a couple people when I talked to this guy at work. Shout out if you're listening. and he had a theory, and I kind of agree with it, that they're not inherently aggressive. Like, they're not, their main goal is to spread this fungus, virus, whatever it is. So they're going to take the path of least resistance. If it approaches you, you're going to freak out and run, and it does what it has to do.
Chase you down, yeah.
If you don't resist it, it's not, it doesn't have a need to get aggressive. It just wants to spread. And she kind of submitted to
See, I kind of agree, but I think I think it's a little wrong. My opinion on it is it's kind of like an I am World War Z. You know, like when they're in the Jerusalem, yeah. That kid, that sick kid is standing there and they're running past him. I think it's kind of like that because she was infected. So he knew, he could sense that she already had that thing. Yeah,
but so, you don't see any, you don't see any two other zombies kissing though.
Because they're already zombies. Like,
yeah, she wasn't.
He can tell
was,
he's
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
He she's senses been affected, that she's but not like him, yet. But yeah. Like, the virus is saying she's almost there. You help her get there.
I don't know.
It's still going to be a couple hours.
I see both theories. I see both theories make sense. Because with what Corey's saying with the spreading thing, that explains why they're all laying on the ground with those like roots going into the ground because they're waiting to be able to be awoken to go spread some more. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why that those roots travel miles long, they said in the show and in the game. So I get what Corey's saying, but I also get what Alex is saying is that it would make sense for him to not be aggressive because she was already infected. Like, if they would have tested her, it would have came back red, even though she's already affected. But if that's the case, then we'll have to see. That means no because zombie should go after Ellie.
Yeah.
Because she's
because infected. She has
in season, or in episode 3, there's that zombie that's obviously crushed by that pile of rocks. He didn't necessarily seem that hostile towards her.
I mean, that's true.
I mean, he was obviously, you could only see his head. He was crushed by rocks.
Couldn't move.
Sure, he couldn't move.
Yeah, but he
like,
also
he wasn't, like, his head wasn't moving real.
That's true.
He and then when she cut his mouth or his face, he was just chilling with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
So maybe it is.
But didn't the clicker go after?
The clickers are different, though.
Well, no. In the thing, that he went after Joel, not Ellie.
I agree with that, too.
That is true. Ellie just happened to be there.
Yeah, Ellie was sitting right there in the middle of the room.
I don't know, man.
Behind
and she was making plenty of fucking noise. Breathing heavy as shit like she was.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a
like they said, the sound they're attracted to the sound. Like they were making a lot of noise just creeping, and then he steps on the glass. He was making noise before that. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I was a little.
Yeah.
Clickers used to freak me out in the game.
Freak me out
because if you played on PlayStation, the controllers on PlayStation 4 were like interactive. So like you had a flashlight, and if your flashlight would start dying in the game, you had to shake your controller, and then she would bang the flashlight on her hand to get it to turn back on.
Yeah.
And it would always turn off in inopportune times. Like it would start flickering, and then you'd have to shake your controller. And then it would come back on.
Yeah. Clickers.
So, there we go.
In the second episode, go back and watch it. When they open the door to Boston, like when he opens that door, it makes the sound of a clicker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does.
Like, the door does. And it makes,
Yeah, that's why they're all like.
And he, hesitates.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, go back and watch it. It's pretty cool.
And the clickers usually, if I'm not mistaken, in the game and in the show so far, they always hang out in the real dark areas. You know what I mean?
Because it's a fungus, pretty much, and fungus grows in dark, damp places.
Sure. And it's always the places that have, that's why he was checking those spores, outside the building. Yeah. Because they tend to hang out around, the really high fungi areas, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about episode 3.
Episode 3 is...
It was good.
It deviates from the game.
It did
a little bit.
So this is what I think about episode 3. Okay, I think it was a good episode. Like it was definitely kept you intrigued.
Standalone, it was great.
It was a good episode. Like I think it was fine. The only thing that I guess I didn't like is that they changed the outcome of Bill and Frank.
Yeah.
Like the in between, whatever you want to you want to include the storyline.
A picture.
It gave a backstory to Bill.
So they're
and
painting
Frank
the story
that wasn't in the game.
Exactly. Yeah. So they're painting the story of Bill that you don't know.
Yeah.
I guess what doesn't make sense to me is that they, when it first shows Bill and Frank, after they're already established, it shows Bill and Frank sitting out at a table, eating with Tess and Joel. When in the game, like I said. Joel didn't ever even met Frank until after he was dead. You know what I mean? So that was kind of weird for me. Like that they deviated from the story. Like, I like the filler story. Like, I think that was great.
Yeah, I feel like that is like a key thing.
I feel like they could have had the same outcome as the game had it and just added that. Like, I would have liked them to keep the backstory, I guess, so you just have the filler information, because it's a good way to expound on things that we didn't know, but then keep the outcome the same. Yeah. So, like, it ultimately was the same, but I hate that they...
Because doesn't Bill meet Ellie at some point?
So, like, Bill meets Ellie, and in the game, Bill actually, like, goes with Joel and Ellie for a while and, like, helps them get to where they're... I think they're going to Wyoming.
I feel like he deserved a little bit more screen time.
Yeah, because his character was really cool and stuff. So, like, you know...
Nick Offerman.
In the game, he shows... You know, he meets Ellie. He hangs out with Joel and, like, helps them do whatever they're doing in the game. And then... That you actually you find Frank as a unit. Like, you find him, and Joel walks into the room and is like, oh, this poor guy. And in the game, Frank hung himself, and he's wearing, like, a real bright, like, shirt or whatever. And Bill's like, oh, that's Frank. And Joel's like, you know, who's Frank? You know, he was like, oh, that's my partner or whatever. And he was like, I only know because he's the only one that would wear a shirt like that. You know what I mean? And then Bill, being just like, you know, how Bill is, he walks over with a machete and just cuts the rope down and just drops him right there, and that's the end of it. You know what I mean? And then you kind of talk. There's like a little bit of a backstory in the game, but not much. And then, so I wish the outcome would have been the same instead of like the whole wine thing and like all the pills and all that stuff. Like in the MS or whatever it is that he had wrong with him, because that wasn't in the game either.
Yeah.
So I wish they would have, I don't know, I kind of wish, because Frank also was more like a political type of person in the game too.
Right.
When they talked about him. So I kind of wish he would have had to, I just wish the outcome would have been the same at least. You know what I mean? I'm all for adding to the story, but the outcome was kind
of. With that strange. Being said, Bill's kind of a badass.
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
Oh, yeah,
for
defended against, like, raiders and shit, bro. He built a fucking fence around the entire town. Like, dude was...
He looted like people should loot.
Exactly.
He did. Like, he did.
As soon as everything, like, turned to shit, he gave it a little time. The
second he could.
Yeah. Yeah. He gave a little time for people to leave. True. Then he went to fucking loot, and he looted in mass. He didn't...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go out, get stuff for, like, 2 days.
Put it this way, 3 years into the apocalypse... He had a gated community,
right.
Like, which is insane, with protection. And
now he had a set of skills that not a lot of people would have.
Sure,
right.
So I'll give
doomsday
him that.
Prepper for sure.
Yeah, exactly. You would look at him as a crazy person.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's the first motherfucker I'm visiting.
Oh, he'll blow your head.
Kill you.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, my ass will, like, lay down. Like, y'all, I will suck your dick.
Okay. Listen.
Sheesh.
Listen. Can I was gonna ask. That, please? we're gonna isolate that. Yeah, have ice drop. That out. So listen,
that was a big mistake.
If your life is on the line being chased by zombies, I want to be
that's a big mistake.
I was gonna have a real conversation.
Yeah.
At first I didn't think Frank was really gay.
Oh yeah, I thought Frank was up to something, even though I'd played the game.
I just thought it was like, no, like a survival tactic. Mm-hmm. Like,
I did too. Yeah, yeah, I thought for sure.
And like,
I still might have been. I mean
he was getting meat from later, somewhere.
Later on,
like, who said it wasn't from like people? Like, I'm just saying, he had a lot of, like.
I mean, I mean, I guess that's true.
Yeah, but no, I was saying, like, if you're like, that was 4 years after
the apocalypse. So that's pretty much,
yeah, being alone
so
for 4 years.
If you're wandering through the woods, starving for 4 years, and then you wander into this guy's compound,
sure.
I'm going to do whatever you need to do to stay.
What I want to know is...
Exactly.
What I want to know is, how did he get in that hole? That hole was not covered by anything. It was wide
open. I thought he did cover
it.
Oh, was it covered?
Yeah, it was like chicken fencing.
Yeah. Oh, that's
mud
right.
On top.
That's right. I forgot about that.
I'd have fallen in that shit, too.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I'm like, what is this fence right here?
I like to believe I wouldn't have fallen in it.
No, my dumb ass would be like, lazy. Bro, that's a nice fence.
Yeah. Yeah, you would after 4 years, I guess.
Yeah, but I would absolutely do what I had to do to stay there.
What would you do?
At least some hand action. Something.
See, I like to believe that I'd be on Bill's side as far as...
A safe, you know, fenced in area, food.
Even though I think Bill would have let him stay either way.
I think you would have too, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
And it was... That being said, the story, and it was intense.
It was
and
one
like,
of the saddest love stories
it was
I've
sad.
Ever seen.
It was, like...
It was, it was very well done.
Yeah, about halfway through the story, I thought, Bill was going to die first, and, like, nope.
So I was under the impression, because of how the game was, that Bill faked that he put all that stuff in the bottle, and then because he poured it in his drink, so I was
you
like...
You know what? And remember it showed that Windows
and
open?
It's still
it never showed
it's
them.
Still technically not
they're
out
not
of the
there.
Question. Dude,
they never went into the room.
When I watched the show, I thought Bill was still alive because he had a role in the game. He was in the game even after they found Frank.
I did too.
But he also left a note, and he knew that Joel. He said, "I respect you." In the note, he knew Joel wasn't. Joel's not the type to go to do something that somebody doesn't want.
Yeah.
So, and he also said, "Don't come in this red room. It's going to be a bad sight." So it's possible he did fake his death.
But everything in the house was exactly the same.
Maybe he left because he didn't want to be there no more.
Yeah, would you stay in the house if, like, you know, your significant other was in the room?
You see what I'm saying?
And homie's been in a wheelchair. Who's to say he hadn't set up another area while Frank is at home sitting in the wheelchair? You know what I'm saying? Like, he could have been getting stuff ready at another place. It never confirmed
that Bill was dead.
That's very true.
Man, I hope. That'd be wild. That's
very true.
I did feel like it was weird that Nick Offerman would only have a one.
Yeah, like, I thought, like, I saw him, like, playing. I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. He's perfect.
That'll be wild.
It's not out of the question because, like I said, he had a way bigger role in the game. Like,
yeah.
I would give them some extra brownie points if they gave him
a little bit more of a role. I'm going to lose my mind.
That could be cool. I mean, we could be
completely wrong. Well, in the game, he was way more. He looked way older than he did in the show. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because by the time Joel and Ellie got there, it would have been 3 years since Frank died.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, when he drank the wine and stuff, that was 3 years prior to Joel and Ellie coming back.
Hmm.
Huh. All right. Well,
I mean,
I feel like Joe, like, also the radio down in the bunker, if he hadn't reset it every few weeks, I feel like Joe would have picked up on the pattern, you know? After 3 years of listening to the radio, you'd be like, next is going to be so and so. Then after that, it's going to be so and so. Like, he would have picked up on the pattern of the.
Because the last scene was them pulling out through that gate, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what if they're driving down the road and then the camera pans and then it's a dude walking down the road or something like that? And it's fucking...
No, I think they'll run into him.
Yeah, next town or something like that.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think he's still in the same town.
Because he would have had to keep his compound locked knowing that Joel might come back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Gasoline would go bad, right?
I think it does.
It would.
After 23 years. After 23 years.
Those containers might help. Like the barrels and drums. Yeah, the
barrels would help.
Is diesel different? Would diesel be different?
Diesel lasts longer. It'd be a little different,
but 20 years.
But that's what's powering that generator.
Yeah.
No, that's natural gas.
Natural gas lasts a lot longer.
No.
Yeah, remember he went to the natural gas thing?
Yeah,
but I thought that was just to turn on the stove and stuff.
Well, he turned on the natural gas main line where his generator was.
Oh.
Also, he also that makes more sense. A lot of candles and shit. So, like, when they're sitting down to dinner,
how smart
everything was lit by candles.
Yeah, exactly. And how smart was it to he took Joel's battery apart out of that car for him and put it in the fridge?
Right.
How smart is that?
So no one.
Because it won't go bad. He took the sulfur out of the battery and everything.
So it wouldn't ionize.
Put it in the fridge to keep the
battery to last longer.
Yeah, to keep make it last as long as he knew Joel was going to come back.
Well, no, not even just that. He knew he would need it later.
Yeah.
So he's like, I know how to take it apart. Most people don't know how to put it back together. Yeah. One, so they can't steal it. Two, I can reassemble it at any time I want.
Yeah, and I think also, even if it wasn't, like, he's got, like, respect it. If you got in there and made it that far,
he respects you
enough to have a battery.
The note was really funny, too, because it was like, whoever finds this, but it's probably Joel.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. Man, you got me hoping, like,
I feel like we're going to get let down. There's a little flame of hope
deep down inside me now in the darkness. That makes me think Bill might be alive.
Yes.
Sheesh.
All right.
I feel like there was one more thing I wanted to bring. Why wouldn't you stay there? I know he wants to go get his brother. But, like...
Joel's still trying to complete the mission. Is like, get Ellie where she needs to be.
Yeah, because Tess told him,
he's like,
his brother's going to help him because his brother's a Firefly.
Yeah.
Leave her there. And you go and bring somebody.
She won't stay there, bro.
Yeah. And I mean, would you leave
hot showers?
Would you leave a 13-year-old by themselves?
To be honest, I'd have taught her ass to shoot.
Well, it's coming.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Tommy's job is.
But you have all those guns there, like.
But Joel's not as good a shot as Tommy. That takes away from.
But still,
you don't want to waste
some training better than no training.
She went to military.
I really like too how like she'd never been in a car.
Oh yeah,
she didn't know what a plane was. That was pretty.
She knew what a plane was.
She knew what it was. She just didn't. She was like, "You went in one of those?" Like, she couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
He was like, "It was funny when Joel was like, well, they did too, because the plane crashed." You know? Right.
It's like a spaceship. He's like, the shitty S10.
Yeah, he's doing a really good job at playing Joel's. That's how exactly how Joel's like
she's gonna,
sense of humor
she's
is.
She's going to win something. Some kind of Oscar, or whatever they win. Not Grammy. Emmys.
Emmys, yeah.
Academy Award.
And the Academy Award goes to...
Yeah, so far, I think they're doing a very good job. The acting's on point. Like you said, he plays Joel perfectly. So.
All right. I think that about sums it up. If you stayed with us this long, we appreciate it. Follow us on the social medias. Maybe we'll have Jay come back on and talk Last of Us Episode 4. Who knows? Until next time.
Stay safe.